The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I would like for some brave soul to go ahead and give us a call because I don't want emails. I don't want Facebook texts. I don't want none of that. We're on live radio, friends. Be a little bit more bold about who you say you are in Christ Jesus, right? Or as a patriot, a Christian, or a conservative, which are all one and the same. They're all derived from the same person, Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah. Let's stand up and be a bold about the God that we say we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Where are you at with the topic and what we're speaking of? 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to start rolling again. And once I start rolling, folks, it's all over. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm just going to highlight two articles and I'm going to start rocking on this conspiracy within and conspiracy theories, which in fact turned out to be conspiratorial. Theory no more. And who told you that it was a theory? The conspirators. Of course. That's the totalitarian method. They love to smack your face, pull your hair, and then they have the audacity to decry victim status while they commit the crime against you. That's totalitarianism. There you have it right there. If you can understand what I just said, you'll understand how the enemy works. And he's easy to see. Believe me. He really is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama plots with the United Nations, which is created out of World War I because it failed under World War I. It was called League of Nations under President Woodrow Wilson. And then through World War II, they established the United Nations, which is conceived by the Americans. For what? Global domination. Just ask the likes of Prescott Bush, George Bush Sr., and his son. That's all you have to do. Do your homework. Plenty of information out there. It's not a theory, friends. Open your eyes, right? But Obama plots with the United Nations to increase Muslim refugees from 10,000 to 200,000 in America. Why do they need those foreigners? Hey, friends, remember I told you 6 years ago? Remember I told you that if Barack Hussein Obama had the support that you were led to believe he had? Why is it that he's appealing to the illegals? I want to tell you why. Because he doesn't have the support. America. He doesn't have the support. Well, he's the president of the United States of America. Wait a second. It was Stalin that said that communist dictator who murdered more than 20 to 40 million of his own people. That said, it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And that's exactly what's happened with Barack Hussein Obama. And also keep in mind, he's aiming for the young people. And that's why it's important that you protect your posterity from the assaults of this criminal administration, because that's who they are zeroing in on. That's what dictators do. They go to the younger generation. Okay. I also wanted to let you know, friends, Kansas governor to Obama. No Syrian refugees here. Nada. It ain't going to happen. Now, just think if every governor in the United States of America did that. Well, we know who's doing that, those that are really doing their job. And we also know that those that are not doing it are somehow affiliated with George Soros, who's an international criminal. Hey, just saying, friends, this is all out there for you to see. Conspiracy theory, no more. Nope, because you're living in that, well, that conspiracy. But again, you were told it was a theory, right? Well, it's not a theory. And so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to prove the point that it's not a theory. And I want to tell you before we get rocking on this program here, friends, that you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour you. You do need to understand, as long as you keep tucking tail and capitulating and acting like a bunch of little bah, bah, sheep, You're encouraging the wolves, which are a bunch of effeminate pansies that are attempting to devour you. Don't make yourself sheep. I remember a Navy SEAL said this. He was told by his dad, Navy SEALs are the best we have, friends. Nobody respects those guys more than I do or the United States military. He said he was told by his dad never to live a day of his life where the enemy doesn't fear him. And the Russians know that. The communists within know that, friends, because they have a slogan that if you feel mush when you attack your enemies, proceed. Keep rolling over the top of them. But if you feel their steel, the communists have a slogan, then retreat. America, let them feel your steel. The shield of faith. The breastplate of righteousness. The sword of the Spirit. The helmet of the salvation. Your feet shod with the preparation and readiness of the gospel of peace. Let them feel your armor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Woo! If that was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Well, hey, I am, and I can hear you saying it.
Matter of fact, I was in North Carolina one time. We were in a backcountry church, and I turned around and said, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing? I turned around, and guess what, folks? I was in a black church, and they thought that was awesome. And so do my black preacher friends, right? We're all in this together, friends. We really are. All nations are one blood. You know, can I say something real quick? Just a little side note to all those people in churches in America that won't reach out and into their own backyards, but they're willing to go ahead and ordain men and women as missionaries to go to other countries to save them and preach the gospel of Jesus to those people. Isn't it interesting they won't even reach out into their own kids in their own backyards where in many cases they have schools around their backyards. They're not even willing to reach out to them, but they're willing to go to a foreign country. I got good news for you. You sheepish little pansies. I want you to understand this real clear. Listen carefully. Now just think, you have all these foreigners coming to you. You don't need to go anywhere anymore. They're coming to you. And I'm still looking for you to be preaching the gospel of Jesus that you're willing to preach across the pond, but you're not willing to do it in your own backyard. They're coming to you now. You have a prime opportunity. And I say that facetiously, but I'm also serious about it. What a prime opportunity that we have right now. To stand up and be preachers that we're called to be. Preaching out and slaying sin. Amen? All right. So, the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. And I want to let you know, I was just at the Chicago airport just a couple days ago. And everywhere I seemed to look, I could see the conspirators working relentlessly through the media propagandists who are attempting to rearrange your reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. It's not real. Read Revelation 3:18. And while walking through the Chicago airport, I went into several of the stores where I could see the attempt to exchange a lie for the truth on every given shelf. Read Ephesians 2:2. And as I gathered information for this article to verify everything that I'm putting forth to your ears right now, I noticed that the communists are hard at work attempting to attack and discredit anyone and everyone that tells you the truth, which exposes them and their lies and their crimes towards we the people. Hey, folks, when you look at what's going across the country right now, you know when the state narrative is to favor an individual, regardless of what capacity he may be in, you better bet your bottom dollars that they are set as enemies to work against the will of the American people. They are there to set a new narrative. They are there to put light for darkness and darkness for light. They are there to put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They are there to put evil for good and good for evil. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-633-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. The Lord said unto me, there's a conspiracy found among the men of Judah. Of course there is. And Americans are sheep led to the slaughter because, well, they just believe the state-controlled narrative in which they said they didn't believe, but they act out what they say they don't believe. That's called holding the truth in unrighteousness, friends. That means you are a hypocrite. Right? Well, I just believed what they told me, I don't believe all that conspiracy stuff. No? You ready for this? I want to let you know before we get rocking on this real quick. I promise. As I gathered the information for what I'm about to share with you, I noticed that, again, the communists are hard at work attempting to attack and discredit anyone and everyone that tells you the truth, which exposes their lies. That's why they're inundating you with lie after lie. Furthermore, I was just at the Chicago airport, and it's interesting, that's an international airport. If you bring people from without the United States of America into an international airport, they can tell you that the information that you are getting 24/7 for the most part, except those that are actually willing to lay their necks out on the line for you, America, that you are being lied to 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You're being lied to, okay? I also want to go back to the first hour real quick and remember what I told you about the gay agenda. And I want you to understand that they told the American people that everything that I was saying was completely untrue concerning the homosexual manifesto and their crimes against young people. And their crimes against we the people. And their crimes against heaven, first and foremost. Well, they said, oh, Bradley's just taking it way too far. Bradley Dean's a hater. No, this isn't about attacking any particular people again. This is about protecting a particular people that are under attack. And now, America, 6 years later, you're now beginning to understand that it wasn't a theory. But guess what they put out there? Bradley Dean, he's a lying preacher. And I've given the word of God, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29, and 27 other references where God condemns the act of homosexuality, sodomy. Right? I'm a lying preacher. right? And God, when he judged Sodom and Gomorrah, which was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly, I guess God was lying too when he brought forth judgment upon a disobedient and wicked people. So I'm a lying preacher, and then they also called me a gold-plated conspiracy theorist, which I thought was funny. How's that faring for you today, America? Is it a theory or is it a fact, what the Sodomites want to do? Yep, another one was the devout conspiracy theorist. Well, these are some of the things that have been said about me by those who have attempted to denounce the truth about the Sodomite communities, okay? Now check this out. Here you go. So keep in mind, these are the same operatives, same like-minded people that are useful idiots in the hands of a government, that are useful idiots that are in the hands of their operators, which are a bunch of useful idiots that are at war with God and at length will lose. Those that war against heaven, you can better bet your bottom dollar, they're not going to win. Okay, here we go. Lee Harvey Oswald shot John F. Kennedy. Did you know that there was over 400 people that died around the assassination? I just shared with you yesterday, for those that were listening, did you know that Lady Bird, President Johnson's wife, actually told the American people that he had said the day before the assassination that SOB will never embarrass me again? Verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, President Johnson's mistress said the exact same thing. You can go online and watch it. We have a CIA operative who came forth, Mr. Hunt, on his deathbed and told the American people and laid all of the assassination at the feet of President Johnson. President Johnson's attorney laid the assassination at the feet of President Johnson. Right? Over 200 people saw the shooter. Two police officers with guns in hands ran towards the grassy knoll where they all claim they saw the shooter or they heard the shots coming from that direction. What did the state-controlled narrative do? Well, they tried to set it, and they took the cameras, they took the police, and they went to the building behind where everybody stated they saw the shooter or heard the shots coming from, the grassy knoll. They took it, and they diverted your attention from where the assassin in the sniper's nest was when he took off Kennedy's head. And what did they do? They went to the book depository and they blamed a guy that was on the sixth floor concerning who was responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Hey, folks, just forget about the fact that when Johnson was sworn in as the president of the United States, that he reversed all of Kennedy's orders concerning Vietnam. Just forget about all that. Now, it's still a conspiracy theory, right? Well, now we even have a guy out there that's willing to tell the American people who is personally responsible for pulling the trigger. But again, America, they don't want to listen to the truth because to them, truth is stranger than fiction. But in fact, they know in their hearts and conscience, which means with knowledge, that it is true. But if it's true and they really believe it, guess what? They're going to have to respond to the truth and go after the guilty. But they don't want to do that. They want to be entertained out of their blood-bought freedoms. Right? But folks, it's just a theory, you know. What I'm telling you right now about President Johnson, it's just a theory. I mean, we also know that John F. Kennedy said he was going to take the CIA and break it into 10,000 different little pieces, right? Well, guess who the head of that organization was? Alan Dulles. Guess who President Johnson appoints as the head of the investigation into the assassination of John F. Kennedy concerning the Warren Commission? Alan Dulles. I mean, folks, I can spend a week on this topic alone. And guess where it goes? Right back to the feet of President Johnson. I'm sorry. Of course. He was also responsible for killing off 12 other people. And we also know that he's responsible for sending 58,000 of our men and women over to Vietnam to fight an unconstitutional war. But hey, friends, I got to tell you, you're responsible for that. Because Congress is your voice. They work for you. And if you're going to let them take your sons and go fight an unconstitutional war, it's your fault, not his. He's only doing whatever you let him get away with. And he did it. Right? But you were told that Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy. By the way, I believe it was 90-some percent of the American people still do not believe Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy. Of course he didn't. I'm not saying he was innocent, but I am saying that he was not the shooter. MK Ultra, you're told, was a conspiracy theory. Well, guess what, friends? We found out that it wasn't a theory. MK Ultra is, in fact, an operation that the United States government has been... Excuse me? Okay. We found out that MK Ultra, friends, is, in fact... I'm good. In the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at funding a truth serum to use on communist spies, said they. Test subjects were given LSD and other drugs, often without consent, and some were tortured. At least one man, civilian biochemist Frank Olson, who was working for the government, died as a result of the experiments. The project was finally exposed after investigations by the Rockefeller Commission. Folks, it wasn't a theory. It was a conspiracy, but the conspirators hired useful idiots in the state-controlled media to set the narrative that you're a theorist and you're a conspiracy theorist if you believe someone is actually doing what you are accusing them of doing. Well, guess what? Those that were bringing MK Ultra to the light were telling you the truth, friends. Now it's a fact. What about Operation Mockingbird? Also in the 1950s to the 70s, the CIA paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, The Post, The Washington Post, The New York Times, CBS, and others to publish CIA propaganda. Guess what? It wasn't a theory. It was a fact. What about the Manhattan Project? It wasn't a theory. It was a fact. What about asbestos, folks? Between 1930 and 1960, manufacturers did all they could do to prevent the link between asbestos and respiratory diseases, including cancer, becoming known so they could avoid prosecution. American workers had, in fact, sued the Johns Manville Company as far back as 1932, but it wasn't until 1962 that they finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time, asbestos causes cancer. It's a fact, friends. The guy that pulled the trigger, JFK. James Files, folks, when you want to get some, do a little homework, go online and check out James Files. It's about a 2.5 hour documentary, and it's very interesting information. But go ahead and check it out. He'll tell you everything you want to know about the Kennedy assassination in detail. And he'll tell you exactly who's responsible. It's the CIA working along with the mob. Okay? And it was all about the Vietnam War where they made trillions of dollars, the military-industrial complex. But you were warned about that in the 50s, too. But back then, friends, I'm sure it was just a theory, even when President Eisenhower was warning you about the military-industrial complex. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Was it a theory? Nope. But you're told by these useful idiots, these little communists that are helping destroy your country, that it was just a theory, and you bought it, friends. How's that working out for you today? We're going to come right back and take a phone call from Utah.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, I've always been told that I've got the gift of the gab. You know, but my Bible tells me that out of my belly will flow rivers of living waters. And I want to tell you something, they flow. So I don't mean to clog up these phone calls. So let's take Fred from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Hello? Earth to Fred, Utah. Earth to Fred.
You hear me?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I thank you for mentioning asbestos. Can I make a small comment that is helpful for the people? Because I've been around asbestos a lot.
Sure.
Okay. In San Diego, when I went to the old part of the town in downtown and Adams Avenue and that kind of thing, I noticed that in the attic that there are furnaces located. There are white, round stuff like the necklace lady that they use pearl on it, white.
Sure.
They're all asbestos. And most of those senior citizens that have been living there, from a long time, they do not know that that's asbestos, which is cancer-causing.
Yep.
And in Libby, Montana, I saw a documentary, like 3 out of 5 in one family, they have either cancer or related respiratory problem. And
yes.
They have used in Libby, Montana, even on the roads, in order to reduce the dust. So I just want to tell you, I thank you that you mentioned asbestos.
Sure. Okay.
Now, what I was going to say that, when I vote, I take it seriously. In San Diego, we had the lady Silverman, I think was her name, became, mayor. And before that was O'Connor, and she was a woman also, Irish background. Then, after Silverman got in trouble because of her husband, a lady came with a Jew, with a Greek background. I can't remember her name. It's on your computer. So I felt that, to vote for her. But after she was elected, I was reading the papers also. After she was elected, I noticed that in the PBS Evening News, they interviewed her about half an hour, and then they said that She was Jewish immigrants from her parents, Jewish immigrants from Greece, and also she was lesbian. I was very upset because I think a person's religion or this kind of other social habits that they have, I call it, I think should be clear because I think has an effect on character of a person. Like if you are married, some jobs they don't hire you.
Right.
In some jobs, when you are married, they prefer to hire you. So when I'm voting for somebody, I think that should be clear. And it was kept in the dark from the public. And at the same time, I want to say another thing. And then because you have so many things to talk about it. This separation of church and state, they are saying, so I think a religion of person should be known. God bless him. Robert Byrd from Virginia. She served, I mean, he served 57 years. You can check it on your computer. I love this man so much. He had Parkinson, and on Friday night, always he would make speeches when every other senator has gone home. So what I'm saying that this man many times brought Bible in the Senate floor, and his favorite chapter was Matthew. And he read portions of the section he liked and reminded his colleagues that we have forgotten what we are here for, to help the people. So I'm just saying, this separation of church and state, to me, is important. But on the other hand, I prefer to know a background, religious background. Say, I don't believe in God. Fine.
Okay, hang on a second, though, friend. Hang on, because you're saying a lot, and there's a lot of things I'm getting. We need to understand that those that serve we the people put their hand on the Christian Bible, and then they hold up their other hand, and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's number one. Okay, that's number one. Number two is, can I ask, Fred, where are you from exactly?
I'm from Texas. One of your colleagues recognized my voice.
Okay, and then where did you come from before Texas?
I'm Azerbaijani, to tell you the truth. I'm Azerbaijani.
Okay, now here's my question for you. You say that you love lines between church and state. I'm curious to know where you're getting that from, because lines in church and state, between church and state, is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. Lines between church and state is found nowhere in any founding document in the United States of America. This is a Christian nation. When you go to Washington, D.C.
95% plus is Christian.
There you go, because they understand that we are a Christian nation. And when you go on public civil buildings, you see Moses holding up the Ten Commandments, the moral law, which Christ Jesus fulfilled, Matthew 5. And people need to understand that there's an erected wall between church and state, barring the government from what it's doing to the church today.
Yes.
That's what Thomas Jefferson said when he wrote a letter to the Danbury Baptists back in the 1800s. Don't worry about it. The government will not enforce a controlled state, one church. They will not force you to believe a certain doctrine. You have freedom of religion, and freedom of religion was under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the so on and so forth, the Wesleyans.
Yes.
So when people talk about lines between church and state, understand you're getting that from the communists, namely American Civil Liberty Union and organizations such as them. As a matter of fact, it was Roger Baldwin that said the end of the ACLU is communism. So we need to understand our history. We need to take the time and say thank you to the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died to give us the liberties that we have today, and understand what they fought, bled, and died to give us. They sacrificed themselves to give us freedom, and we know that freedom is the right to do what the law permits. What does God's law have to say about it?
Yeah.
And see, those that are...
Senator Paul Wellstone from Minnesota. This man cares about children so much. Many times he bragged about it. I said, I'm Jewish. My father was come from Russia. My father knew four or five foreign languages. And I gave him credit. Because why other Jewish senators, they never even mention it. So in a different way, like we are not going to have a session because of, you know, Hanukkah. So, but he would always come and brag about it as being Jewish. And his father especially. So I just want to tell you, I love the man so much because he cared about so many children of the United States a lot.
So wait a second. So you called in, Fred, to tell me about how you love somebody else. You didn't call in to tell me you love me?
No, I just said I loved him because he was. I knew his character because he was saying, I'm Jewish. Why do you hide your religion? You know what I mean? Especially
hey, man, I got you.
Running for an office, it's a good idea. Like Donald Trump said in, what's that called? It was written in Globe magazine. On Christmas time, he said, I'm sick and tired of hearing happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
No, I totally agree. Yeah, Fred, for the sake of time, I got to fly here, friend. I really appreciate your phone call. Thank you, Fred, from Utah. Again, friends, we need to study our founding documents. We are being lied to. And, you know, God bless Fred, but what he just said, folks, is not American. It's un-American. You have never lost the right to do what you've always done in this country, friends. The American church in this country has forfeited the right, and that's why you're in trouble today. So let's get back to this because this is important, and I need to just get to the point here. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, Jeremiah 11:9. William Blum, former U.S. State Department employee, said, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. I was just sharing with you that conspiracy theories that you've been told were theories. Who told you that they were theories? The conspirators and their little useful idiots. Okay? Going from Lee Harvey Oswald to MK Ultra, to Operation Mockingbird, Manhattan Project, asbestos, Watergate, which, by the way, was a pedophile ring that was exposed. Most people don't even know what Watergate was about. The Tuskegee syphilis study was a government project that they were actually using on black folks in the country. They were using black on black to commit the crimes. The United States Public Health Service carried out the clinical study on 400 poor black Americans when syphilis from 1932 to 1972. And during the study, the men were given false and sometimes dangerous treatments, and adequate treatment was intentionally withheld by the government concerning the study. Okay? Close to 200 of the men died from syphilis or related complications by the end of the study. Everybody said, well, namely, again, the state-controlled narrative was to cause you to believe that anybody that told you the truth, that this is really happening, was just a theory. No, it was not a theory, friends. It was a fact. Operation Northwoods. Does anybody know what this is about? This is interesting, friends. In the early 1960s, you were told that this was a theory, too. But in the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba. The same thing Hitler did. The same thing dictators do, friends. They wanted to oust Fidel Castro from power. The plans included, this is your government, committing acts of terrorism in the United States cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a United States ship, assassinating Cubans, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, because they wanted to play your sympathies, and hijacking airplanes. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Friends, it was true. And it is true. Your government was responsible for it. But you were told that it was just a theory. 1990, testimony of Nayara. That's another one. You were told there's a theory. Counterintelligent programs against activities in the 60s. Guess what, friends? The government was sending in provocateurs, stirring up domestic insurrection within. What you're seeing today is what was going on in the 60s with fuel on the fire. It's all purpose. But that was just a theory, too. You're finding out, folks, that you're living in what you were told a theory, which is your reality. It's not a theory. The Iran-Contra in 1985 and 86, the White House authorized government officials to secretly trade weapons with the Israeli government in exchange for the release of U.S. hostages in Iran. The plot was uncovered by Congress in 1987. Again, you were told that it was a theory. It was not a theory at all, friends. CIA drug running in L.A. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to go online, you can see pictures of the CIA and their airplanes where they told the American people they were transporting Mexican criminals back and forth from the United States to America. Well, the plane hit the side of a mountain, and guess what? They found 4 tons of cocaine. If you'd like to check it out, go online, friends. You can see for yourself. Truth is stranger to fiction to some, but I'll tell you what, others have their eyes wide open, and that's us at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, so I hope you get the point and you're tracking with me that you're being lied to. And when the narrative is set against the truth, you can better bet your bottom dollar they're guilty of the crime. You can just count on it. Remember, William Casey, CIA director in 1981, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." That's what they said. This is what's going on in your country, friends. Now, when I was in the Chicago airport, I noticed that they had pictures of Hillary Clinton, by the way, who has zero support. Literally, it's a Saul Alinsky tactic, friends. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more than there really is. The woman belongs in prison along with her whole entire administration and her husband, to say the least. Okay? Check out Clinton Chronicles when you get a moment. But when I was in the airport, folks, they were just propping her up. Who's doing that? The establishment that everybody's complaining about. They even had Ben Bernanke, former Federal Reserve Chairman, with his new book called The Courage to Act. This is the guy that gave $2.2 trillion of American dollars, tax dollars, over to banks with anonymity. The bankers didn't want you to know who got the money. I mean, folks, it's just over the top sick. And then they even had the audacity to have a picture of none other than the communist and immoral criminal in California, you know him as Governor Jerry Brown, on the cover of Newsweek's. Folks, the headline was Altered State. That's exactly what they're doing, is altering the state through their lie, incrementally, through a siege, a slow takeover. And you know what it said? How Jerry Brown secretly saved California. Folks, this is the guy that's pardoned dangerous criminals on the American people. This is the guy that's an anti-gunner trying to disarm the American people concerning those dangerous criminals that have been released and pardoned by this criminal. He's also the guy that signed two transgender bills, gender identity and expression, a protected class of people. How he saved California? How he secretly saved California? Folks, do you see what's going on? You're being lied to. And in concerning the entertainment world, guess they have a picture of Nicki Minaj on the cover of Time magazine as one of the most 100 influential people? Who is she influencing? Folks, they prop up the baser sort because they want to lower the standard. And I'll tell you what, the standard can't get any lower, friends, concerning what you've tolerated in this government. And I'm talking about corruption in this government. The God-ordained institution of government is second to none worldwide. That's why you're called the light of the world. Now the people need to right the wrongs. Folks, this is judgment turned backwards. Folks, you even have atheists trying to convince you that God doesn't exist. That's how bad things have gotten in this country. And yet that's all atheists do is spend all their time fighting against the God that they say they don't believe in. You know, G.K. Chesterton was right when he said, if there were no God, then there would be no atheists. Exactly right. Read Psalm 14:1 when you get a moment. I'm going to bring the show. And I'm going to put everything in a nutshell for you, but I got to highlight these real quick. Folks, they're trying to put light for darkness. They're trying to turn this country up on its head. Okay? That's what's going on. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Folks, you have a white woman that claims to be black. Rachel Dolezal, the ex-NAACP leader, says, I identify as black. And folks, you're supposed to accept the fact that she's a black woman when she's clearly white. I mean, folks, these are mentally ill reprobates. Our laws stand against these people, friends. Now, you have Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. The apple doesn't fall too far from Massachusetts, does it? Falsely claiming to be a Native American because she thinks she is? Now, Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, is floating her as a possible VP? Folks, these are the people that are being propped up by the media. They want you to accept this as the norm. They're demoralizing you, friends, if you allow them to do this. You have an Olympian, Bruce Jenner, that says he's now a woman, and you're to accept his perversion and confusion as the norm? Really, America? I mean, remember Al Sharpton? Oh, it doesn't get any lower than a snake's belly, does it, friends? Here you have it. Al Sharpton, he's a tax evader, he's a thief, he's a racist, and he's a counterfeit civil rights leader being praised on 60 Minutes as a reverend? Read Micah 3:5 when you get a moment. Really, friends? Come on. Wow. I mean, now you're to accept that former Vice President Al Gore is now a scientist for his climate change discoveries? Did you know, by the way, read Colossians 2:8, did you know that Al is now being sued by 30,000 scientists for global warming and his fraud, in which he needs to perpetuate on the American people to tax you again, friends? You're also told that George Stephanopoulos is a news anchor, even though he's been outed as a Clinton crime family operative. This is all facts. Revelations 21:8. Maybe, George, you might want to take some time and read that. Folks, you've been dummied down enough to believe that Barack Hussein Obama, bowing down to Saudi kings and transgressing the Constitution 1,083 times that he's been caught with a smoking gun in hand, you've been taught to believe that this is presidential somehow. All of these useful idiots, every single one of them, that includes the President of the United States, which is nothing but a pawn in the hands of his controllers, which are nothing but a bunch of pawns in the hands of the enemies of their souls, the enemy of their souls, the great deluder. I want to remind you that Scripture tells us on Judgment Day, we're going to look at the great deluder, Satan himself, and we're going to say it's him that deceived the nations. Notice all that he does is through deception. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. That's all these people know how to do because there's no truth in them. These are useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin. They're used to make way for your enemies. And again, that includes the President of the United States. Nobody can take him serious, but why do you tolerate his crimes? Because they're serious? It's not a game. They prosper knowing that people in this country will accept anything and everything and yet do nothing about their crimes. As a matter of fact, friends, they bank on it. They bank on it, literally. They prosper knowing that people in this country will accept anything and everything and yet do nothing about the crimes that they commit against you. They love that you accept their lawlessness. They love that you accept their lies through the media. They love it. This is why they're endlessly promoting it, friends. And after all, this is how they prosper once again, through deceit. Read Daniel 8:25. And again, friends, there's no truth in them. John 8:44 and Jeremiah 11:1-10. Is there a conspiracy? You better bet your bottom dollar. But I want to tell you what it is. It's about your sin finding you out. It's about America, you departing from a living God wickedly. Read Acts 20, verse 21. It's time, America, for you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, I want to say this. You are, in fact, line upon line, precept upon precept, dealing with the very issues that I scripturally warned you would come to a T. But again, friends, you were told that they were just conspiracy theories. I want to tell you this. Prevention is better than cure. I've tried to warn you as to what they wanted this to become. And friends, the reality that they want you to believe in is becoming a reality if you don't deal with those that are responsible for the conspiracies at hand.
Let me take you to Tennessee. A lady named Deborah, who heard our presentation and Bradley speaking, this was her response to the message. She said, I have been to many meetings, seen many speakers, and have been moved by some, touched by others, and emotionally affected by yet others. But never all three by the same speaker until I saw Bradley Dean. He is a force of nature. God bless you. I thank you for your dedication, your passion, and your voice in the never-ending quest for truth and liberty. You are a true patriot. And folks, this is just one of the thousands of responses and referrals that we have got from people across this nation, whether it be in a high school, a university, college campus, a tea party, a church meeting, a festival, a prison. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on our endorsements. You can check out all the endorsements there. That way you can take their word for it and not our word for it. And folks, keeping it real here, if I told you all the things we encounter on a daily basis in this ministry as we are fighting the good fight of faith and the opposition that we receive and all the struggles that we face because we know that we fight a spiritual battle, you probably would say, you're kidding, right? Wink, wink, you know, blink, 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 blink. Really? That happens to you guys? Of course it does, because we're in this fight both naturally and spiritually, in the fight for true freedom in Christ first and foremost, and true freedom for our posterity. We are not jumping and dancing around the issues. We are hitting them head on, and we need help to be a part of, we want you to be a part of what we're doing to be able to reach these masses. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Many of you have heard this plea before. For our new listeners, what that means is when you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and that means you support this work on a monthly basis. And we need the help, folks. When we go out there and we do what we do and we're traveling across the nation and we're preaching it from the housetops on the radio 6 days a week and every place we go and every place we do, we are exhausted in our resources for what we're doing. So please do help this cause. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Don't just think about it. Don't just muse it around in your head. Do it. Become a son or daughter of liberty. There's no better time like the present. We need your help today. Join the fight with us. We can do this together.
I love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. See ya.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.